You are, without a doubt, the worst thing that has ever happened to my poetry. And I'm serious, I've heard of writer's block, but this is ridiculous. My poetic fluidity has dried up faster than a woman hitting menopause, to the point where this dry spell's got me praying for some inspirational discharge to leak from the folds of gray matter in my brain and shit, do you see what I mean? I've been thinking for far too long with my heart instead of my head, and I think people may be starting to notice, and I've got a reputation to uphold. And no, it's not my time of the month, so don't ask. It's my time of the day, or what used to be when I could sit down and write a really gritty, angry poem, when I just seethed with angst, but now I can't, because you make me just too damn happy. Or should I say sappy, because I used to watch Face the Nation for international news, and then The Daily Show for international hope, turned out great political satire, ripe with biting wit and sarcasm, but I can't do it anymore. You know why? Because I don't watch those shows anymore. Because you've got me watching the stars. And I don't mean Brad and Angelina. No, I mean those stars up there. You've got me watching them. Thinking about whether you're watching the same ones as me. And maybe that would be a good poem? And this is crap! Like a slap across the face of my muse, who's had to withstand so much abuse. She's threatened to leave my side, leave my mind. I try to tell her, please, it's just not a good time. But she leaves me with my pleas and my really bad rhymes, and I just can't do it. I refuse to let my words sink to such levels of atrocity. I refuse to submit to roses or red, violets or blue. My poetry sucks, and it's all thanks to you. You turn my brain to mush, and it's so hard not to let my thoughts run off in moments of ridiculous romanticism and irrelevant metaphors, like dipping my hands and tongue into the paint can of my mind. I splatter gooey gobs of thought onto the wall, then watch as the rest of the world tries to make sense of my lovesick babble. They come with black sharpies and try to connect the dots, forming man-made constellations of my nonsensical thoughts. And that has to stop, because writing abstract metaphors so that you think I have a more poetic view of the world than you is against my poetic ethics, which rhymes with ethnic, which incidentally is one more poem topic you have rendered useless. Because me, I'm a Hapa, which means I'm a mixed blood, which means I never fit inside the checkmark box, always fall between cracks, and always write about finding my culture where I belong. Those poems have fallen to the wayside as I find I belong up against your chest, arms around my back, my head under your chin, my eyes closed. I sit down to write a poem, and the only thing in my head is you, and I don't understand why you're the worst thing that ever happened to my poetry, but you're the best thing that ever happened to me.